I am Tina Weberg. My last name is W-I-B-B-E-R-G. I farm in Taos, Missouri, which is east of Jeff City.
Do you raise crops, livestock?
We do it all. We raise soybeans, sunflowers, alfalfa, sorghum. And then as far as livestock's concerned, we do cattle and goats and poultry.
You do it all. So you were here today as part of the Pearls of Production MU Extension event for women in agriculture to learn more about other agriculture. We're at the Stanton Brothers Farm, who raise cage-free chickens, eggs. And what did you learn from this experience?
It's absolutely amazing that they can do what they've done with 2,900 chickens and their two young men. I raise poultry, but not on this level. And this was a real eye-opener, especially as far as marketing ideas and suggestions and kind of tips were helping me to sell to my customers in my area.
Well, typically, who are your customers?
My customers are people who are looking for the farm experience. They're looking for maybe specialty. They want to know where their eggs are coming from. They want to know the farmer that everything is being produced at. So they're wanting a more holistic approach of where is my food coming from. Those are my customers.
Do you ever sell in a farmer's market like these guys started doing?
I kind of started at a farmer's market and then developed a customer base where the customers wanted to come out to the farm. And so I don't really have to go to the market so much anymore as the customer kind of comes to me.
Well, what would you say is something that you learned from this experience that you might be able to apply?
The entire regulations as far as government involvement on expanding. So it was kind of an eye-opener as far as either go big or stay small. So for me, it's going to encourage me to stay smaller.
All right, very good. Well, are you going to be participating in all the events tomorrow as well?
Yes, I am. I am very much looking forward to the beef production. In my household, my daughter and I run all of the cattle and do all of the livestock, where my oldest son does the crops and my middle son does all of our hay production. So when it comes to hands-on and the animals, that's where I'm at. So yes, I can't wait for tomorrow.
You said you cow-calf operation?
Yes, we do. We do cow-calf. I do a lot of the feeders and producing for the stockyards.
Anything else you'd like to share? We have a lot of farmer listeners and a lot of women interested in agriculture.
Yes, I would love to see more women in agriculture. I think there's probably a lot of women who are interested in it, but they might be intimidated because it seems like it's for men only, and it is very male-dominated. However, there's a lot of room in it for us ladies. Raising a 1,500-pound cow can easily be done by a woman of any size. So.
And you are living proof of that.
Yes. We are very hands-on with all of our animals, and it's very rewarding. It makes up for the fact that I have a day job off the farm. I wish I could make enough money to do nothing but farm, but my oldest and I both work off farm.
That's a lot of farm families dealing with that right now. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you very much.